Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Hey, welcome to Friday. Yes, we made it. The 21st of August, 7:05 in the morning, my friends. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community.
Absolutely. All of the above.
All of the above. Hey, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to us this morning. We thank you, so many of you out there. Here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindebot and streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. I'm expecting to hear from Darfur today. So have, you know, be ready for their calling.
All right, I'm ready.
Well, we're worldwide. You never can tell. We could have one of the warlords out there give us a call. We used to chase around.
Darfur. Darfur. Okay, that's interesting.
I was offered to be a commander.
I'm sure you were offered.
Of the Marine troops.
Did they tell you to stand down?
No, they didn't tell us to stand down. It was I was leaving Iraq. And you know what? It was either Afghanistan or Darfur. And I was thinking Darfur. And I probably would have gone to one of those two except for one reason. And she's sitting beside me right now.
Well,
if it hadn't been for you,
I believe at that point you said to me, okay, we got to get on with our show because we have a guest here and that's important. But you did say to me, I think you said I have an opportunity. I've been given an opportunity or something like that to Darfur. You had a couple places.
That was not a company tour.
There were a couple places out there.
Afghanistan, help from Afghanistan, which I was interested in.
And there was one other.
There was one other in North Carolina to be take over the headquarters battalion for TMAF. And all of those.
And what did I say?
And you said,
I'm doing radio right now. I don't know you.
You told me to pound sand.
I said, I don't know you. I'm not giving my life up because I know what it is to have followed a man someplace and then go, oh, my God, why did I do this?
But the one job I had, though, that one job was going to be in Europe. And you didn't want to go. And it wasn't carrying a gun. So
Well, we didn't know each other that well.
I turned down a job that they told me I could pick any place in Europe that I wanted to work, and as long as I was representing the company.
Now, aren't you glad? I mean, I know sometimes you feel like
we could have gone to the Netherlands.
We are in the Netherlands right now in Reading.
Or England. I could have gone to Spain. Any place I wanted to base out of, as long as I was doing what they wanted me to do.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal.
Because it was going to be all NATO.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. There's so many things I could tell you that
I didn't do because I decided to stay married
and be in Reading.
I am so glad that we chose.
We love our community. How many times
come home? You had. I was thoroughly enamored with you. I never even had held your hand.
Nope.
So that was the witch. We had to build
all that stuff. And then we went into radio. I mean, we're only married a year, and before we even got married,
you went into radio. I promised you I wouldn't take any more contract jobs.
Right.
And there we are sitting, and I get that phone call that day.
Yeah, you did.
Offering me that one job that was going to be extremely well paying. I go into a train with a team of guys, and then we head to Afghanistan, and it's a private contract.
It's like a movie because good morning, everybody. Because it's like he comes home from doing this world work, Iraq. We would talk and he would be out of the wire. I'm out of the wire today, so I never knew when he said outside the wire. I never knew if I would hear from him again. So
you really liked hearing the machine guns.
No, I did not. And the artillery
going off in the back.
But I could hear it. And so then he would send me this every day, a picture of on a whiteboard that would say 200 days, 100 days, 80, we'd go do the countdown before we came back. And I went to see him in San Diego when he got off the bus and all of his guys got off the bus. And it was the first time we really...
First time
like,
I, We shook hands.
It was like a mail order bride. You know, it was really interesting, that whole experience. But in the meantime, how weird for you when we think about it. And then I wonder sometimes when I see that faraway look in your eyes that you came home and were a substitute teacher after you've been all over the world, you know, doing the work that you did. And
I tell you what, a combat tour in Iraq was good training to be a substitute teacher in Redding, California. Come on. It was, except I realized that when I was teaching high school kids that I was like about a heartbeat away from, you know, choking someone. And, but the ones I really got along with were the elementary and middle school kids. And we were all at the same level.
After 20 years, we're going on 20, on the air 17, we've seen a lot of changes in Reading.
And
so
you know
many, and leadership, so, like three or four different leaderships. Geez,
I am so glad that we stayed in Reading. So thank you, Reading. And the only reason I'm still here, I've never lived anywhere longer than 3 years of my life. Linda knows, but my dad's job moved us around a lot. And then I went in the Marines. Then I did other jobs. But I'm so glad we're here. I mean, we're here like a tick and a fat puppy. We're not going to get out of here.
Yeah, we love our community, and we have really good friends.
And the support of our community, and we so much appreciate
you. Yeah, because guess what? Again, you know, we had somebody that was supposed to be on yesterday who works for another station, and when you're corporate...
Corporate wouldn't let them on.
Would not let them another...
It had to do with a local organization. Well,
right.
It was Wednesday, and Don Conley came in, but the other person worked, who is big in this,
yes,
in the Asphalt Cowboys, was offered up, and his people said, it's by contract, you can't do
by
that.
By contract. Even, people don't
now,
understand
Now, we were
that.
Invited somebody from another station
yes.
on.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, it makes no difference.
This, but in corporate, in a corporate-owned entity.
We're also pretty secure.
Well, you know, like a lot of times when you do a commercial, you can't say hi. If it's going to run on another station, you can't say
your name.
But
everybody knows everybody's voices, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey,
and
Alex. Good morning. Alex showed up last night. We did, okay, this is where we are. We do, of course, Man Up on the, what, Thursday?
The 4th.
And
the fourth
what
Thursday
was what was last night?
The 3rd.
There you
oh.
go. And because...
You do this a lot. What is it with us?
Well, Pat Karch is there, and he goes, well, why'd you do that? It's because the guys I do it with said, hey, can't wait to this Thursday. And I thought, well, this isn't, anyway.
Well,
so we did it.
Don't blame it.
Meanwhile, you should see my producers trying to figure this out because I send out my text saying, who's got the show tonight? And then I hear from everybody, well, you know, it's this term, but this is the third Thursday. Anyway.
So what are you going to do next
if you missed last night's show, and it was a pretty good show, you can listen to it next Thursday. We're just going to play it.
I didn't get the weather.
Hey, no, not till Alex tells us what national day
it
is.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I forgot. It is National Brazilian Blowout Day.
Which is better than National Brazilian Wax Day.
I guess so.
Which I could get behind.
What is a Brazilian blowout, and how does that differentiate?
I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure what it is.
Let's not, okay, I don't know.
Is there another
this
one?
This is a G-rated show.
Tell me off the air. I'm intrigued now.
I have no idea.
National Spumoni Day.
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh.
We have the right guy in here to talk about that.
Oh, yes, we do.
Great segue.
Hey, grazie, molto grazie. Spumoni.
Spumoni.
Okay.
Oh.
So the weather is consistent.
Oh, okay. Well, let me do a quick read here on the weather. It's going to be 93 today. What a beautiful. We have overcast skies and a beautiful sunrise. You know, it's got, you know, we're so blessed to have this community, and we have our houses downtown, and we do have a really nice view. So I could sit out there in the morning besides Carl. I mean, Pat knows about this. I got to get rid of this scrubby oak that just is impeding the view of one of the places. But anyway, so, we have this beautiful sunrise, purple skies, 93 today, decreasing in clouds, overnight lows 63, clear. Tomorrow calls for 94. What a beautiful weekend to be out and finish trimming and doing, you know, your shrubs aren't going to burn. So you've got like 94 on Saturday, Sunday 96, Monday 95, Tuesday 94. And there's really no big high winds or anything in front of us. We have a beautiful, beautiful week of weather ahead of us, meaning starting from today and a weekend for us. Again, 93 today, decreasing clouds and overnight lows of 63. Now, the weather is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, a veteran-owned company, the Kinney family, three generations strong. And we're always hearing little secret stories about their angel work that they do. Don't tell anybody. We're not supposed to say anything, but, you know. And we heard that while you were gone, Carl, about something that they're doing for...
Who?
A community that, well, you know. Anyway, so I'm just talking about the Kinney family, three generations strong, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, always giving seniors and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have been with us from day one. Every time we do the weather, it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, when we come back, we've got, you know, Pat Karch, of course, he's stretching and yawning because he's Mr. Everything, Mr. Piano Angels,
when we come back.
Mr. Musician, going to be playing this weekend. Yeah, we're going to take a break.
We are.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's 7:15, which means break time here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This program is called Free Fire Radio here on KCNR Radio Streaming, always on KCNRradio.com. Coming back, Pat Karch. Paisano Days is coming up. Mark your calendar. We're going to be talking all about it when we get back.
And the sky is gray.
It's perks. And at Wind River Resort and Casino, Wednesdays are all about you. Calling all players 50 and better. Join us every Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Nifty 50 Plus Senior Day. Earn 5 times the points while using your free River Club card on your favorite slot machine. Just check in at the River Club and you're all set. Why earn points? You can build up free slot play, free prizes, and more. For more information, visit WindRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. Free admission, small parking fees per car.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Dr. Gorman is fighting for parental rights, academic excellence, and education, not ideology. Join his fundraiser Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Dinner, prize drawings, live auction. Cashless and easy. Help us reach more voters and defend our kids' future. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Author Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education, 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteAuthorGorman.com. That's Vote, A-U-T-H-U-R, Gorman.com.
Oh, what a good song there, buddy. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. It's the 21st of August, 7:20 in the morning, 66 degrees, going up to, I think, 96 today. And we're here
93.
With 93. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big difference there.
Yeah. Hey, we're going up to, no, we're not doing that. Our guest is Pat Karch, who, of course, is a member of our team here. And is well known throughout the community for a lot of things, but he's going to talk about Paisano Days.
Yes.
Is it sneaking up on us?
Well, all right. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Carl
and
Linda.
Glad to have you. Love that shirt. Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Yeah, that's our new logo a few years ago. We decided that we needed to get it on the logo to recognize the women. It couldn't just be Sons of Italy, which it has been for, you know, 100 years.
Oh, good. Inclusive. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, in fact, everyone knows that the Italian women do most of the work at all of our events anyhow. So that's
and the best cooking and the best food. And we've been there before. And I'm like, you know, we keep forgetting about this wonderful jewel. You know, the good food, the wonderful bar, a great atmosphere there. Used to be called the Sons of Italy, the Lodge, but now it's called the Cedar.
It's the Grange Lodge.
The Grange. It's actually owned by the Grange, and we have a relationship with them very close. The two organizations could not exist without each other, so it is our home for the Lodge, and we meet there once a month. And plan the activities throughout the year, including Paisano Days, which in the old days used to be called the Italian Picnic.
Okay. So let's see. The main things that are happening, and it's 2 days long. Let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about the dates, and then give those radio listeners, those people who listen, that are on their way to take their kids, have us tuned in, about a visual of something you can take your whole family to.
Well, imagine walking into South City Park and you have 2 days where it's full of families and there's food and vendors booths and there's a big bocce ball tournament going on. And that is all happening on Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th. So that's Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th at South City Park. South City Park is next door to the Tiger Field, just behind the library here in downtown Reading. There we have constructed 4 beautiful bocce courts, and there will be 32 teams, you guys, that will be competing in that 2-day event. But not just the bocce. People need to know that we're going to have homemade Italian food. And we'll serve hundreds and hundreds of people on those 2 days. You know, we're starting off with a full spaghetti dinner on Friday night. Okay. And then the bocce tournament will go on. There'll be raffles and all kinds of prizes to win, some grand prizes of $500 and just many things that you can do there with the family. Kids can get cannoli. There'll be beer and wine and folks selling all kinds of stuff. And then the next day, on Saturday morning, starting very early, we're going to be offering pizza frites, and Tina Carletta will be also be making mimosas.
Oh, Tina Carletta's mimosas. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be starting in the morning, and then what will happen then is the bocce will begin early as the teams are in their playoff, and people will see probably up to 180 cars roll in there for a show and shine.
Ooh!
All on the grass in the cool shade of South City Park, and families will be able to look at all the cars. And then the menu will change for Saturday. It won't be a spaghetti dinner. There's going to be a variety of things offered, a la carte kind of, you know, idea there. Pasta bowls, Italian meatball sandwich, Italian sausage sandwich, hot dogs, if you want that, cannoli. And these are cannoli that we stuff, by the way. It's the real deal. And ice cream. Beer on tap. Don and his crew will have cold beer on tap and wine. Water, of course, will be there, and sodas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The cost for this is pretty reasonable. $16 for adults for that Friday night dinner, and $6 for kids under 12. $6 is pretty good. So it's that's the basic.
No, there's a lot more that comes to this now. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, man, you know, when I came to Reading in 1976, and I hooked up with Lou White shortly
Luigi.
After that. In the early 80s, and it might have been around 1980 that Lou White and the band played for Paisano Days.
Right.
So, you know, and that's when it was down in Anderson River.
Right, and that's when I first came to be with you and sing with you. Occasionally I would get up, and I just remember the feeling of it on the river. I miss that, but this is good, too. Now, tell us, for those people listening, there's so many new parks, and South City Park is where?
It's right behind the library.
Okay, so that's
it's Tiger Field.
All right. Yeah,
Tiger Field.
Because there's the one that's down. There's a couple of them. So I just want to, there's some new people in town.
There's plenty of parking in that big parking lot behind the library and in the library parking lot.
And that's where they have the actual bocce ball court.
That's correct.
Yeah.
There are four courts there. We worked in collaboration with the city of Reading to put in these beautiful courts. There's grandstands where people can sit and watch this, and nice bathrooms right next door. So
let's talk a little bit about bocce ball, because there's a lot around this tournament, and let's talk about we see that a lot of times in old films, but our friends the Michelacs put a bocce ball area in the back, had it made, and I hadn't played it before. And we were there with another Italian couple that lived next door. Not that the Michelacs are Italian, but I had so much fun.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
It's
there's a skill, but, I mean, it's fun.
There's some skill, but there's also that element of luck, right?
Yes.
And so for those that don't know what it is, you can call it kind of like lawn bowling, right? And, of course, it's not on the grass. We have courts that are compacted earth.
Think of it like shuffleboard with round balls.
Yep,
on sand.
Yeah.
Because you throw out this little white thing.
The Pollino, yeah.
The Pollino, you throw it out there, and then you try to get close to that. And it's two different sets of balls, and the ones closest to it get points.
That's correct.
And you can get a lot of points on one, you know, in one turn, or you can get 0 points.
You're trying to knock out the other guy.
It is. It's. I think of it like shuffleboard with round balls on sand.
There you go. And you know, it can become very competitive, especially.
It's so much fun.
You know, your gal here, Sue McLean, her husband and son are expert. We call them pitchers when you're pitching. And they had for a long time with Keith's Towing and been on that team, an award-winning team.
Okay.
Okay, well, now let's talk a little bit about that. We're having a media day the week before.
Even sooner than that.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's on the 3rd.
Yeah,
September 3rd. And KCNR has our team out there. And on our team is Sue's family, who are the ringers. It'll be me and one other person. Yeah. Linda.
Okay.
Linda's going to be on
that.
The team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you, there is another crosstown radio station that, because we beat people.
And his name is Steve.
Yep.
Isn't he the guy? Yeah.
Well, yeah. He and his wife were on teams.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I thought we had him on the ropes, and she comes back and scores like 843 points. The one of the years I was competing, we were doing great until y'all opened up the beer concession. My team went straight downhill.
I remember that year.
Remember that?
They just went straight downhill.
And I'm saying, what are you two doing?
Okay, so what's the little white ball called again?
It's the Pollino.
Pollino. Okay. And Pollino means?
Well, I don't know.
It means little white ball.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Paisano Days 2026. It's going to be Friday, September 18th, Saturday, September 19th. Now, on Friday, from 5 to 8 p.m., a spaghetti dinner with pesto or meat sauce, garlic bread, salad, and they're selling cannolis. And on Saturday, the Bochy tournament is going on. It's pizza fritte, mimosas at 7 in the morning. And food's being served from 10:30 to 5:30. It's pasta balls with a meatball. Italian, and let me tell you, as good as your spaghetti is, those Italian sausage sandwiches are in good. A world by themselves. And meatball sandwiches, hot dogs, cannoli, and ice cream.
And homemade sauce. You know, we've got 75 gallons of sauce to do this.
Now, we also have this. We're giving away two tickets.
That's right.
To the Sons of Italy. And I'm giving away two tickets. They're good for one food item, including pasta, dinner on Friday night. So you can go Friday or Saturday.
Right.
For the first person that calls, 530-605-4567. And you are going to score two of these tickets.
All they have to do is they have to be able to ask for the tickets in Italian, Alex. Okay.
Okay. Love it.
Could I please have a ticket?
There you go. That counts. And, this is going to be a great event. We'll talk about it again.
Oh,
here comes phone
now
calls.
I got to say that before we take a break here, the Pallino is spelled P-A-L-L-I-N-O, and it's also called a Jack or a Bacino.
Okay. You know, I got one last thing before we
go.
Sure.
Oh, no.
I just want to let people know. So the money from this event goes to support various nonprofits in the Reading area. The club doesn't keep the money. We turn it right around, including like the Wings of Angels program.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Which is a beautiful program.
Oh, of course. Yes. Donna Raza.
Yeah. Supporting families and kids, you know, that are struggling through cancer. Mm. So it's programs like that, that this kind of thing supports
Foothill High School.
All of that. Yeah. And the law enforcement canine program.
That's great.
You know, so there are many, many more things I could talk about, but,
well, the money stays in the community.
Right.
Plus you have a wonderful time.
What? Yep.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah. We'll keep Pat.
Okay, good. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
All right. We'll be right back.
Everybody calls and say liars.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting thin meals.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we're doing Italian here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, that's great. You know, Pam and I are going to go to his concert down in Sacramento.
That is not Bocelli. That is not Andrew Bocelli, though. That is...
Was it?
Christopher Michio.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I think he...
Okay, we gave away two tickets. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah. And who won?
Janice. From Reading, yes.
I know Janice.
Congratulations.
We know Janice. Thank you so much for calling.
When are you going to go to Andrea Bocelli? Because that's a once in a lifetime deal.
Oh, man, you know what?
All right, that's okay.
It's coming up in September.
All right, good.
Okay, yeah. We're talking about Paisano Days. It's going to be Friday, September 18th, and Saturday, September 19th at South City Park. Two nights of food. They're having the big bocce ball tournament there, 32 teams. That's going to be going Friday and Saturday. All the money for the food and all that, and all the money that's collected is going to stay here in Reading. It goes to police, like Wings of Angels. It goes buying canines for the police. All the money stays right here. I mean, they don't take it and go to a party in Italy.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Pat,
everything is volunteer.
You know, this is the thing. Let me just expand on
please.
This. You know, there are so many people, as you guys know, in our town that do a lot of labor and a lot of planning and a lot of work. They're spending their lives basically for the benefit of other people. And this is a good example of that, like Donna and Wings of Angels. And I go to the Italian club, and in a meeting there, you know, there could be like, 80 people there, right? And they're all focused on supporting all of the things in the community. And those people that are there at the club, they're not getting paid for that.
No, it's all volunteer.
It's all volunteer.
It's like the Reading Rodeo Association.
Exactly right.
It's like Asphalt Cowboys. It's like all of these that people just are parts of things. And nobody gets a dollar out of it. You talk about time and effort. But it's for one thing. It's to make our community better, to provide events that people love.
Right.
So when you have, when you talk about the Italian, why does the Italian club exist?
You know, it started a long time ago, and when people immigrated here, you know how they tend to get together.
Yeah, right?
Same language.
Yes.
And I can tell you from my personal experience that my family, the Pesciotto family, they came in on the West Coast from San Francisco.
Okay.
And they are still members of the Colombo Club in Oakland and have been for over 100 years. And their big thing, and even here at the club here, it's Italian-Americans, okay?
Right.
It's not just Italian.
Right, Italian-Americans.
And anybody can join this club. You don't even have to be Italian. But it's a time to remember your Italian heritage and take the best parts of that, certainly the food. And the Italians, we always joke around, but the Italians pretty much invented everything. I mean, look at people that are listening. There are thousands of people listening to Carl and Linda right now, all because of one Italian guy, Marconi.
Named Marconi.
Yeah, he invented radio.
That's so cool.
And Thomas Edison, because, electricity.
Right.
Edisoni. Thomas Edisoni.
All right, but hey.
I had at one time in the Marine Corps, the MEF commander was named Zinni.
Ooh.
The division commander was named Labuti, and the wing commander was named Frat and Angelo.
Oh, my God.
So you had three generals of Italian-American descent, and then the other general headed up the Force Service Support Group was named, Johnson. And he said, is this why you always make me sit in another table? And, no, but that was interesting. You can imagine the words that they were used, anything from like Costa Nostra to.
No, it's all good fun. And every month the club gets together, they have a potluck and they go over business and they, basically funnel out and vote on the monies that go to all these nonprofits throughout Reading. And,
that's cool.
Including scholarships.
Yeah.
You know, and their kids can apply. Now, for scholarships, it is different. You do have to be of Italian descent, but it can be way out there, you know,
They came over in 1880 and married into Swedish families from then on. But as long as you can track it back.
Yeah, because you can track it back,
As long as you can track it back. Okay.
You know, so it's a great club. It's a great program. And Paisano Days, or what used to be called the Italian Picnic, is just a way to celebrate and raise money for the community and enjoy.
Have great food.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the food is all homemade.
Your Italian sausage and meatball sandwiches is good, like I said, as good as the spaghetti is. Those things are like, yes. And they don't scrimp on it either. I mean, you don't walk away hungry.
Right. Now, people can, you know, if they want to buy tickets in advance, that helps us a lot when we're...
Yeah, how do you do that?
Well, you know, I mean, we got hundreds of people coming through the line Friday and more than that on Saturday. If people buy it in advance, then we have a little, you know, a little better knowledge of how to prepare and how much food to have made. They can do that, Carl, by calling me, and I'm going to give that number out. And you can always call KCNR because they and
yeah,
everyone.
We'll find Pat.
Yeah, you can find Pat. Here's that number, folks. It's 510-1903. Okay, that's in the 530 area code. So 510-1903. You call me, text me, say save me some tickets. I'll even drop by and give them to you and collect your money if you're in town here. So that's the way to do it. 510-1903. Okay. Remember, there's going to be raffles over there, and if you want to come on media night and root for KCNR, of course you do if you're listening to KCNR. Or if you want to heckle Carl and Linda on media night, that would be fine, too. You could come down. That's going to be September 3rd, and you'll see Linda and Carl and Steve and son pitching and trying to beat out Gibson over at KShasta and KQMS.
There you go. Yeah. And usually we kick KQMS's butt, but Casey asked a bunch of ringers, and I tell you, and any time we went against them is, you know, it's a red letter day, and then everybody drinks five cans of beer, and then they beat us in the finals.
And then also, the Enjoy magazine will be fielding a team under the tutelage of Rhonda Alvey. New to media night this year is going to be a JPR affiliate, KKRN, out of Round Mountain.
Okay.
And so, you know, they're gunning for you.
Yeah, we need to get Shasta Unfiltered out there. I mean, they've got a number of people. We need to get them out there and they listen. And who else is out there doing things?
If you're listening to Carl, dude, this is an open invitation.
This is an open invitation. It's free.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they feed you.
Yeah, we're going to feed you. And, you know, give you water. No, some beer.
Maybe some beer. Who knows? Some beer may be out there.
So
okay.
That's Paisano Days on Friday, September 18th, Saturday, September 19th. And call 510-1903 if you want tickets.
And we will remind you about that up until.
So do you have like a Northern and Italian, like, the Sicilian Wars against the Northern Italians?
Well, you know, there is that a little bit. And, you know, there's many dialects in Italy. People from way down in the south, where my people come from, have a hard time understanding the other people. So it's all good that we speak English.
Oh, no. The Marine Corps sent me through an Italian immersion school when I was heading over to NATO.
Good luck on
that. Well, it was 30 days of me just with an instructor. And I could speak Italian to get around. I mean, I could handle myself there in Roman Italian.
Yeah.
Of course, I was down in Naples in South Italy, mm-hmm. and the dialect's different. And then I was living in a small community called Cuma.
That sounds fun.
Which had their own dialect. And so, I mean, I'm whipping out my Northern Italian on them, and we ended up speaking English, because
it's easier.
Well, the first words you learn is "capito" and "glossy," you know. And they would go and they say, "Oh, I want to practice my English," and I went, "Okay," because they couldn't understand anything I was saying. But then I'd go back to Rome and I could, you know, talk to people.
How it goes.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. When we come back. We're going to talk about West Nile virus is raising its head here in California, but there's another story I want to talk about because it was in here and it concerns a movie and TV star that we talk about 6 degrees of separation. Mine was a 1 degree, and it has to do with something that has happened in the United States during the Reagan administration that became cause célèbre. And we'll be right back.
Big wins and high stakes excitement. Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. We're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. Life-changing jackpots are waiting. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan favorite paper only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits it big. So grab your daubers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. Free admission, small parking fees per car.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore.
Well. Okay, now wait, is this, welcome back to KCNR, good morning. Is that Will Ferrell's son?
No, that was actually Selena Gomez. And yeah.
Okay,
you know what, see if you can, you know, Saturday Night Live did this very, very famous sketch with Will Ferrell and Christopher Walken.
Oh, I know the one.
Remember the one about
cowbell.
The music and cowbells?
Oh, God.
When I was listening to it, everybody was ringing cowbells during the Iron Man. I kept thinking that we need to play a part of that. So yeah. Maybe a little bit. Okay, you know, my Here's a here's kind of a, I don't know if it's interesting to you. It's kind of, there's a story in Rob Lowe, and you know Rob Lowe?
Yes, of movie, course. Yes.
Movie, TV star, and he's extremely good looking, right?
Yes.
He said that when he was growing up, that he wasn't cute. He was pretty. And in school, he was tortured in school. He was called homophobic names. He was,
oh, yeah.
Oh, they just, kids treated him horribly.
Because he was pretty.
Because he was pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my Rob Lowe story.
Oh,
back, if you remember, during the Iran-Contra affair where Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, yep, a Marine, who, mm-hmm, was at one point one of my instructors, the guy, you know, Silver Star right, winner, all this stuff, and he was well known throughout the Marine Corps, and he was up there working at that level, and he was on his way to being a general officer when this Iran-Contra thing happened. And to remind everybody, they were supposedly selling weapons to the Iranians, which we weren't supposed to, but we were giving them bad weapons. We were taking the money and buying other weapons and giving them to the Contras down in Nicaragua. Well, they weren't supposed to be doing that, but here's what happens when there's a void in leadership. And Oliver North was there, and I think his famous quote was, "Sound like a good idea to me." And so he made it happen. So he stands in front, you know, so... But if you remember, during that time frame, there's all these things, and his secretary, his personal secretary, Fawn Hall was her name. Fawn was shredding tons of stuff. She was sneaking stuff out underneath her coat so she could shred it. And so you're saying, okay, what about that? I had a good friend, I'm not going to mention his name. I'm standing in the airport in San Diego, getting ready to catch a flight back to Hawaii. That's where we're at, FMF PAC. And I look down on National Enquirer. There's my friend's picture. And linking him to Fawn Hall and Oliver North. And I looked at it. I mean, he did know. He was friends with Ollie. Well, he and Fawn were dating. But there was his photo in his dress blues on the front page of the National Enquirer, and I could not. I bought it. Came back. Mm-hmm. The first thing I did on Monday was walk in to his office, and I laid it out. And he goes, "No, I know." He says, "There are National Enquirer reporters outside my apartment building." He says, "I've got to sneak out the back in all of this."
Wow!
Well, I had a photo. I may still have it. Fawn Hall came to visit him. And she's sitting on the shredder in our office. She's sitting there.
So what does that have to do with Rob Lowe?
Okay,
tie it in.
So he said he was dating Fawn Hall. And I said, "Is he dating Fawn Hall?" And he goes, "Well, you know," he says, "I think they've gone out." And they had said something about been seen kissing. And this was his famous quote. He says, "Rob Lowe is so good looking, I'd let him kiss me."
Oh, good.
There's my Rob Lowe story.
Wow.
There it is. Sorry, guys.
Do you want your cowbell sketch now or after the break?
Let's hit it now because it's Friday. This is Happy Friday.
Do you know what I like about Rob Lowe and, somebody who's been through, being a teen idol and addiction, many of the things is that, he's graced, he's, beautifully aged, he's done very well for himself, but he seems like an approachable, nice guy. Like if you saw him in the grocery store and he was checking out, that he would be nice to the person checking him out. You know, he would be nice to the vegetable person. And that's the feeling I get about him, is that he's a nice guy, he loves his kids, and he was able to get through controversial moments and do it with grace, kind of like Robert Downey Jr. I mean, how do you not love that guy? I mean, they're good at what they do, they've been through it, they've seen the bottom, did a little dance with the devil. And, rose to, and anybody we know, and anybody that you know, our listeners, that, has addiction problems, you know, it's a daily deal. It's not, back when. It's daily work, daily devotional, daily support, And so I have nothing but admiration and respect for people that have been able to pull themselves out of that dark pit and be able to do wonderful things for others.
Not so good news is California Department of Public Health is seeing the highest level of West Nile virus activity in 5 years. They've reported 30 human cases of West Nile here in California Public Health, including 3 fatalities across 13 counties this year.
Ew.
These numbers are higher than a 5-year average number of cases typically reported at this point. So take extra precautions. Mosquitoes can breed in a cup of water. And if you've got water on your property, like at one point we had a the house next to us, the swimming pool had like 3 feet of water in it, and it was all green, and it was a mosquito breeding grounds. Mm. Well, the mosquito vector group came over and sprayed that thing on a regular basis. So just to let you know, is West Nile's out there, and it's running hard.
You want your cowbell sketch?
Okay. If you have not heard this, you got to listen to this.
All right, guys, I think we're ready to lay this first track down. By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson. Yes, the Bruce Dickinson. And I got to tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Coming from you, Bruce, that means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you're Bruce Dickinson.
This is incredible.
I can't believe Bruce Dickinson digs our sound.
Easy, guys. I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time. Except, once my pants are on, I make gold records. All right, here we go. Don't fear the reaper. Take one, roll it.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can I go get my big cowbell up from the car?
Anyway, you skip through this thing, and Will Ferrell is banging the cowbell, and the whole band comes apart. And they're saying, you know, it's just too much cowbell. And then Christopher Walken comes back, and the famous line is, we need more cowbell.
Guys, I need more cowbell. Mm-hmm. I love what I'm hearing.
Yeah, more cowbell. More, and then some Will Ferrell just goes berserk at that point, and it's all cowbell. Things are falling down. If you've never seen that sketch, do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube.
Here's a little inside. It's not even a secret anymore. Don't even ask me why. Now it's a thing. While I was on the coast doing a girl trip, I bought at an antique store one of those like that, the kind of cowbell you would have in the band. They're like you use a drumstick and a cowbell. I mean, I was in a band, so you always have that and a tambourine and a couple other shaky instruments. But anyway, so I got this cowbell, and I was going to
This is not just a
cowbell.
No, it's huge. If you put it on a cow, the cow would have to bend its head.
Well, it's a cowbell like you would expect. I don't know how many inches it is. But
12 pounds.
So I put it under my seat in the car, and I forgot that it was there.
For 4 years.
So every time I get my car washed, there's the cowbell. They pull it off from under the... And I just keep it there. It's kind of funny. So
often when Linda drives in and I'm inside the house, no, I'm hearing the cowbell.
You did it.
Well, I did
you
it.
You came in at one time.
I'm
you
ringing,
were like...
I like ringing the cowbell.
Yeah, and I was like, that's so funny. So it's there. It's there if I ever need it, you know.
Got it.
Hey, on the way to work today, just so you know that, interesting, like, there are a lot of workers there on Oregon Street.
Wow. And those guys are there. I come in at 6:15 in the morning. They are there already. And, I mean, they're pouring concrete today.
And it's going to go from August 24th to August 28th. And it's going to be closed the 25th, 26th.
You mean Oregon Street is?
Yeah. And the 27th, the closure will shift to Oregon Street between Yuba and Butte. And all work is going to go 7 to 5, so they'll say no parking. So anybody who's in the courthouse can't park on that street.
Well, there's no parking there already. But here's the thing is they're redoing that whole estuary there where the salmon have come through, repairing it, cleaning it out, making it a place where the water can come through easier. So,
new 4x8 foot reinforced concrete box culvert.
Yeah, always
is what's happening.
Yeah, and at one point, if you'll see the signs, that there were so many salmon at one time on that place down there. You know, I don't know. Are you familiar with it, Alex? Down there on Oregon Street.
Oh yeah, I saw it yesterday.
At one point, there were so many salmon in there back in, you know, in the 40s, 30s and 40s, that people would go down and catch salmon there, and in some cases just reach down with a pitchfork and pull them out. There was
that many
salmon coming through that area. And, you know, today we're kind of looking at it thinking, how could that be? It was that size before, but it was a breeding ground for salmon. So let's take a quick break for the news. When we come back, hopefully House of Realty will be here.
All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Investigators say the woman arrested in an alleged ISIS-inspired terror plot in New York purchased bomb-making materials and had planned to attack the state capitol at Albany.
As alleged in the complaint, Ms. Bowie swore her allegiance to ISIS through multiple audio recordings in both English and Arabic. She clearly stated her desire to carry out an attack at the New York State Capitol.
John Sarcone with the U.S. Attorney's Office for New York's Northern District.
In her own words, as alleged in the criminal complaint, she said, quote, "I want to destroy as much of the building as possible and kill the senators while they are meeting. I want them to lose a lot of important documents."
The suspect, 35-year-old Jessica Bowie of Albany, allegedly visited the Capitol complex multiple times, scoping out the place, taking photos. She had allegedly planned to conceal a bomb in a DoorDash bag delivered to the Capitol. Last night, it was the Northeast's turn to take a beating at the hands of powerful storms. A suspected tornado touching down at Atlantic Beach, Long Island, New York. There was flooding in New Jersey. It stranded dozens of motorists in their vehicles. And in Dover, Delaware, a suspected tornado caused a good deal of damage citywide. Tens of thousands of people in Indiana still without power, that more than a week after strong storms roared through the state. No survivors reported in the crash of a charter flight that went down in remote western Alaska. The plane, which took off from Anchorage, crashed about 450 miles west of there. The National Transportation Safety Board, as well as Federal Aviation Administration, are involved in the investigation of that deadly crash in Alaska. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher this morning. The Dow is up 417 points. The Nasdaq ahead 96, and the S&P is trading 38 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Full speed into summer, and if you're thinking about buying a home this year, here's what you need to do first. Get pre-qualified. Not once you've found the house, now, before you even start looking. Here's why. In this market, houses sell in days, sometimes hours. The buyers who win aren't the ones with the highest offer. They're the ones already approved, ready to move, with a lender who can actually close. If you're not pre-qualified, you're a week behind. Maybe that house is gone. Well, I want to tell you about Fellowship Home Loans. For over 20 years, my friends Mike and Brian, guys that I've worked with, they've built Fellowship around one thing, getting loans done for real families with unique situations. They use programs and options that typical lenders don't take the time to explore. Down payment solutions that fit the way people actually live. Everything's done in-house, one roof, one team, all with a servant-led mentality. Get pre-qualified today. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
The U.S. and South Korea have wrapped up their annual military drill 6 days early.
The U.S. and South Korean militaries were supposed to carry out 11 days of simulated North Korean attacks, but the exercise wrapped up on Friday. Just before it began on Monday, President Donald Trump ordered the Pentagon to substantially reduce the exercise, saying he had a good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and South Korea had refused to support him over the war in Iran. The North says ending the annual drill 6 days early is not enough to persuade it to return to talks. The U.S. Pacific Command says the U.S. remains committed to the defense of the U.S. homeland and its allies in the region. I'm Donna Water.
Search teams have found the body of American climber Mallory Geis, the last missing member of the 10-member international team killed in an avalanche on Broad Peak Local volunteers discovered her remains, according to the president of the Alpine Club of Pakistan. Townhall.com. There are hefty fines for two NFL teams following a brawl during a joint practice.
The Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints have each been fined $500,000 apiece by the NFL after their fight-filled joint practice. The league announced the fines after requesting video of the tumultuous workout at the Cowboys' training camp base in California. Saints tight end Brock Rexheimer body-slammed Cowboys safety Jalen Thompson. Saints center Eric McCoy threw a Cowboys helmet high in the air during one scrap, while McCoy and Cowboys linebacker Donovan Ezeraku threw punches at each other in an ugly sequence that ended with Ezeraku getting thrown out of practice for the second time during camp. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meta continues to defend itself in a federal court against allegations from four states that its social media business harms the mental health of young people. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to our website. Takes you to our advertisers. We got news, weather, who our guests are during the week, and all that. 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
National days.
National Brazilian Blowout Day.
Which is, has nothing to do with Brazilian Wax
no.
Day.
I believe that's a certain kind of hair blowout. I'll look it up. I'll look it up so we know what it is. And anyway, but the ice cream one.
National Spumoni Day.
Yeah.
Whoa, National Spumoni Day. Okay.
Spumoni. And what is in Spumoni? Little cherries.
Yeah, it's got different pieces of fruit in it. I think it's different kinds of Spumoni.
I'll look that up as well.
We should have asked Pat while he was here when we're talking about Paisano Day, which is quickly coming up on us in
September. September 18th and 19th.
And so, but the weather, you know, it's cooler today.
All right, beautiful day today. It looks like we're going to have decreasing clouds with a temperature around 93. That's our highs. How beautiful. I mean, the highest we have gone this year is 108. Well, your car may have said it was higher, but, 108, I think, since I've been reading the temperature, that's about as high as we've gotten. And usually, typically, August, we've had 115, 114, So that's been great. Decreasing clouds today, highs of 93, overnight lows of 63. Tomorrow's calling for 94, Sunday 96. We're under triple digits now for the next 5 days. Monday 95, Tuesday 94. We don't have any high winds, coming up. Looks like, there's not like a surprise rainstorm or anything like that. It's just going to be beautiful weather to be out and about here in this beautiful.
90s.
Yep. In the 90s. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In Anderson, located in Anderson, 365-3793, veteran-owned company, where they strive to do wonderful things for our community, as well as giving seniors and veterans special discounts.
There you go. Cameron Middleton's our guest today from House Realty. Before we go, I want to tell just a quick story. Two things.
Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
I ran into Jason O'Dell and his beautiful wife last night as we were leaving from the ill-scheduled Man Up show. And we did it a week early. I don't know why we did it a week early. It was just, it seemed like a good idea.
I guess, yeah.
If you missed last night,
you get something in your head.
You get to listen on the fourth Thursday when it should be. Anyway, I ran into the O'Dells as I was leaving. And I don't know if you all know this, but after the Iron Man, they'll have food for all the contestants and all this. And O'Dell's served 1,735 plates of barbecue and all the accoutrements. And people, again, the contestants there could not believe it. Because when you go to one of these things after triathlon or long runs, it's like a pizza or, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they're serving Odell Barbecue.
Cheese is so good.
Oh, yes.
So good.
And it was
world class.
And it was, people could not believe it. But that was just indicative of how, you know, of how the Iron Man went. Second story is, as you know, I was up in the mountains last week on a horse, up and down hills, wrestling cattle, all this kind of stuff.
You said he was on assignment. Never mind.
Yeah, he was. That's his assignment.
That was my assignment. I had a wonderful time. So Linda tells me, hey, I've set up a chiropractor appointment because, you know, it was tough up there, up and down those hills, and, you know, all the kind of stuff you do. I said, well, great. And I said, when's it going to be? She says, it'll be Friday at 11:30. And I went, okay. And she says, yeah, the chiropractor will be out there at the stable, and we'll be, you know, taking care of Odina. So Linda signed up a chiropractor to go out to my horse. Meanwhile, I'm limping around the house, my head sideways, and I said, for the horse?
We'll get to you next week.
Yeah, we'll get to you next
week.
She
says, no, you're looking pretty good now. And so I'm thinking about, you know, they have to get up on a ladder because they're working on the back and the sides. Mm. How do you tell if it works? I mean, you know, so he pushes down on her back and what, her head comes up and she smiles and goes, oh yeah. No, I don't know. But when they do it, they go, oh, look at that release. And I'm looking at the horse and I'm going, Oh, yeah. Anyway, so when Linda told me she had a chiropractor all arranged for after the ride, I got all excited and, so I'm going out there today to pay some guy to work on Odina.
Well, and of course, you're going to take the horse back and back again. I mean, you know how many chiropractors it takes to change a light bulb, right?
Well, it only takes one.
That's right.
But it takes 1,000 visits.
That's exactly right. Due respect to my buddy, Dr. Lavolsi. That's exactly right.
Dr. Trudy Pratt told me that story 14 years ago, and she said it's the only chiropractor joke I know.
Funny.
Okay, hey, we're here with Cameron Milton from House of Realty.
Hey, good morning again.
And you know what? This Friday is kind of a good feel-good Friday. You know, we're telling stories, you know, Rob Lowe and you know, all these kind of things. Paisano days.
I'm still trying to figure out what Brazilian blowout day is.
I know.
So.
Let me look at that.
Liz is going to look it up.
Look it up.
Yeah.
It's right after the Brazilian wax.
Yikes. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Anyway. Okay. Hey, look.
It's a professional salon smoothing treatment that coats hair strands with a liquid keratin protein, sealing it in with heat to eliminate fuzz, enhance shine, and reduce daily styling time. That's what it is. Now, why people sit around and give a national day to that, I think that is no.
Like, we'll miss the Navy's birthday, but we'll do a national, you know, cupcake day. And I'm trying to, you know, anyway. Okay, hey, Cameron, did you get involved in the Iron Man at all?
No, I've been training so hard for that. I wasn't quite up to snuff to be able to enter into the race there. I think it might have been the cycling portion. I might have been
You know what? When they first announced this, and the guy that put it together over here from the Chamber of Commerce was on the show, you know, so a couple months before all this was happening, and they said they needed 1,000 volunteers, and I thought everything else, I didn't have any problems. I thought, yeah, this can be pulled off because these guys putting it on, I mean, they put it on all the world. But not only was there 1,000 volunteers, they had to turn people away. And in some of the aid stations, they were standing 3 deep there to give out water.
Well, I get winded watching those guys, to be honest. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, the pros came through when you were watching anything online. The pros came through like they just had a walk in the park. They weren't, you know, there wasn't this, like, you know, wobbly legs, like I just, you know.
Well, yeah, when the pros came through,
it was like a nothing.
Go to the fourth hour or fifth hour, and then you'll see the wobbly. It's there. Well, it started on the lake. Now, nobody drowned on the lake, but there were several people that were starting to tie up out there on the lake.
Yeah, they jumped in their wetsuits now, remember. So.
And some of them, in the wetsuit, the water wasn't that bad, but in the wetsuit for a long time was outlawed. And because it keeps you afloat. You know, I mean, you've got that, you know, it makes it
easier
to swim.
That's a bad idea.
Well, but see, not everybody has them. So they're saying, and for a long time you couldn't use them unless the water was at a certain temperature. But what a wetsuit will also do, it can compress And if somebody starts having some problems, then they're going to start breathing harder, and then you get in, it gets into that cycle.
That makes sense.
But, you know, nobody was drowning out there, all that, but we had like, there's like 35, 40 kayakers out there, or people on the island out there, and then the Ironman people had a rescue boat that went back and forth. Now they did have to help a number of people. But then, anyway, it was, and I've talked about this ad nauseum. Y'all, I know, are tired of hearing about this, but I'm so proud of Redding and the fact
that
not only did we pull this off, but just that Odell's is a new story. And we had 1,700 people sign up, 1,350 competed. You expect attrition.
Right.
But I would bet next year that it's going to be well over 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that brings in money, not only just money to be, you know, crass about
right.
it. But it opens up our area to people that have never seen it before. And there's people out there, and they're looking around here, and triathlon's a big part of their life. Maybe they're, you know, they do their work online. You know, maybe it's a, you know, doctor or something like this. Or,
and I was thinking with you in real estate.
And they're seeing this stuff, that they would come to Redding. And I'm not talking thousands, but, you know, dozens.
You get a handful.
Yeah, because they can train here.
I saw it like almost like you hear a lot of people say, "How'd you meet?" Well, every year we were on the lake. We did our trip, our family trip on the lake, and I just thought, what a beautiful place. And they ended up here because of that. But when you look at the fact that now you've got people from all these countries and different states that are here that have never been here, and that kind of thing.
I heard 11 other countries, but then I heard 20 other countries. So I'm not sure, but I'll go with 11. That was official. 48 states.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah. And we got to take a break.
Yeah. I talked to a young man, in the sandwichery, of course, he was out here with his friend who was competing, and he's coming back next year, so he can compete in it too, along with
it'll grow. I think it'll definitely.
Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at Four Winds Jewelry. Speaking of stories, you know, Carl lost his ring on his horseback trip. However, he found it. So when he came back, he said, what's missing? What's missing? I'm like, I'm going to go down and look. No, I don't, you know.
No, I had a whole plan.
I was going to
break into a pawn shop if I had to on Saturday afternoon, find a ring that fit me that was gold,
and then
kind of keep my hand in my pocket for the whole weekend until I could get down Monday to Four Winds Jewelry because that's where it was built. And they said, we've got one like this in here. And I thought, yes, I found it. But when I told Linda, and she constantly surprises me. She goes, it was just been an accident, hon.
Yeah,
and
it's not like he intended to do it.
But I've been
telling him for a month, you got to get your ring because he's lost weight. So his ring is hanging.
Yeah.
And I said, you really need to go get that
and
size.
And that was the dangerous part because she'd been telling me. It's been longer than a month.
Speaking of which, you took it down there, and within a day and a half, they sized it for you,
which is amazing. They cut out a piece of it.
Yeah.
And then weld it back together.
And
you cannot see it.
And it's engraved inside, so they were able to fix around that. But here's the cool thing. That's Four Winds Jewelry, our local jeweler, that people are, you know, have a heart. They're going to work for you. They're going to do the right thing. And that's a beautiful thing that we have about the only full service jewelry store in Redding. You're not going to wait weeks and weeks. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Family owned. They're lovely. Four Winds Jewelry. That's our jeweler of choice. We'll be right back.
Ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. Free admission, small parking fees per car.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls the St. Elias.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Air Talk Radio with Carl and Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Yes, Jeff at Crackmaster.
Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Been doing this for over a quarter of a century. He's been off through all the schools, but then this on the job, the stuff he's learned on the job guarantees you that when he fixes his windshield, when he fixes your windshield, it's going to stay fixed. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, be it a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Brings it into a climate-controlled area, works his magic on it quickly, very fair price. Lots of friends have gone down there and thanked us for recommending him, and we do thoroughly recommend Jeff Wurst and what he does. And everybody had the same results. Fixed quickly, efficiently, at a fair price, and they're on their way. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis of your windshield? Just bring it down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And we're sitting here with House of Realty and Cameron Middleton, and we're talking, you know, we're just talking about community events, but let's talk about real estate, which is the real reason you come in here. So what's the latest there, young man?
Well, we've seen a little softening in the market. Hasn't been any really relief on rates at the moment, so yeah. our rates have still...
When you say softening, do you mean less demand, less being listed?
A little bit less demand,
okay.
So a little bit all more right on the buyer side. And, again, it's so difficult to really analyze price. What we're seeing so much these days is... We were going through, I had a friend of mine, a client who owns several rental homes and rental properties. And we were going through the other day, we had to sort of give a quick appraisal on all of them. Quick, it took 3 hours, three and a half. But we were sitting there and he kept asking why some of these properties were going above list price. and why they were selling above list price. And
well, that is a good question, and it's kind of a softening market.
Well, and so in many of these cases, and in a few of them, I even called the agent, the listing agent or the selling agent, said, hey, kind of what happened here? And in most cases, what had occurred was that there was actually a credit, a large credit given. So say the house went for $300,000, or it was listed at $300,000 when it sold for $310,000. Well, it turns out there was $30,000 worth of credits on the purchase. So that means when and credits come up a lot. This is something that oftentimes that happens with almost every transaction now. I mean, I would say a majority of transactions now have credits. If a buyer's having a loan and they're going to pay $300,000, say they've got maybe it's an FHA loan, so they're only putting down maybe $10,000, but they have a bunch of closing costs. They have their loan fees, their appraisal fees. They have to put in, to start an impound account, which is to constantly pay your property tax and your insurance through an account that goes along with your mortgage payment. You have to pay some of that up front. And then repairs. A lot of times they will do the repairs.
Yeah,
rather than cash coming out of pocket from the buyer or from the seller, what they'll do is they'll say, give me a credit. So if the loans, they've got $290,000 in a loan. If they, say, increase that purchase price to $310,000,
right.
But they give the seller gives the buyer a credit, meaning it comes out of their proceeds of the sale of the house, the mm-hmm. seller's proceeds. They actually give those funds over to the buyer to be able to complete repairs
I buy the house for $290,000, and I want these credits. So my loan's for $310,000. They get the $310,000 and turn around and give me $20,000.
Give you $20,000 back. And basically those repairs or those closing costs, you're financing them at the rate of your mortgage.
Right.
So you're financing that with your mortgage. So again, if you've got
which is not a bad, I mean, it's legal.
It is. Oh, it's common. It's very common. And what we run into is we get a lot of sellers, we get that offer in and they go, what's this credit? Why are we having this credit? And you explain to them, okay, this may be the purchase price, but you're going to be giving some of this money back to the buyer.
Because there's some repairs that need to be done and all that. I mean, you're getting your asking price.
Not everybody's got $20,000, $30,000 in their pocket to be able to fix a roof if that needs to be done or what have you. So sometimes there's major repairs. Sometimes there's other costs. So it's very common and it's part of the financing. What it does, though, is skew our numbers when we're looking at comparables.
Okay.
So when you're looking at comparables, you go, hey, wait a minute, so-and-so's house down the street sold for $320,000. Well, okay, was it $320,000? Truly a clean $320,000? Or were there repairs done? Were there several other things that came into that?
Well, let me ask you this, talking about comparables. On our street, you know where we live. It's a very eclectic street.
You sold us our house.
Yeah. Eclectic.
Eclectic being different types.
That's a good way to put it.
It's different houses, different things. Well, you know, that two-story Victorian that they completely went through.
Right.
Beautiful. I mean, we've lived there for, 18 years? And, I mean, it was in disrepair. Let's just say that. Well, a couple guys came in, bought it, so much sweat equity, and made that house beautiful. They then sold it to a physician out of Chicago that's in here now that moved here to Redding, and they bought this house. I've heard all types of stories how much it went for. I know how much they were asking for it, but let's just say it went for $800,000. I think it may have gone more than that, but we'll say. What does that do to other people's comparables in the neighborhood? Because as you've said about our house, we've got a 3,200 square foot house there, which is different than the rest of the neighborhood with all the stuff in it. And so you all would go out for miles around trying to find a comparable.
We would. And it becomes very difficult.
Now, with that house there, does that have an impact on us?
A little. Yes, it does. But it is not necessarily comparable that I would use in an appraisal or in a market analysis that I would do.
Okay.
So, no, that makes it very difficult. So, again, by having that house just simply redone, across the street.
Yeah.
And having its presence the way that it is now and having that, mm-hmm. that higher end purchase, that alone will affect it. Now, here's what we as realtors, what drives us nuts, is Zestimates. Zillow. And this is a perfect example of where Zillow will take that house, that comparable, because it's across the street, and will raise the, it will show your value going up considerably, even though more than what a local appraiser would probably give that extra
Absolutely.
Value to.
Absolutely. No, I understand
Zillow,
that.
Zillow's algorithms, because it's based out of San Francisco, it's based out of a city, has much more to do with area, with distance, and with neighborhood. Again, in San Francisco, you can go 4 blocks and be in Pacific Heights in, you know, which is, you know, $15 million plus homes. And then you can go 4 blocks away and the homes may only be $2 or $3 million. So your radius from your subject property is a huge deal. It's what did everything go for on the block? They don't even take square footage into account as much or anything else. Here it's a bit different. And so trying to find a comparable for your house would be, is not easy.
Right.
It's doable. I had one we had to recently, a while back, had to do out in French Gulch. And it's a one-bedroom house in French Gulch. You know, beautiful Victorian 400, but it's 900 square feet, 50 square feet, I think it was. And we were talking, what was it? It's 125, 126 years old. Well, there's only 3 sales in French Gulch all year. And none of them are like that one. So how do you find the comparables?
Yeah, you know.
We were even looking, just to get an idea, we were looking everything from Shingletown to Lewiston. So be going, okay, that type of rural living, that kind of distance from Reading, trying to make that happen.
It's not like you're out in Terre Oaks or Gold Hills, where you can look at all the houses there and you can get a good comparable. All right, we need to take a quick break here.
I just want to say really quickly, go to the House of Realty .com, and you can see not only just real estate in various areas, but also commercial buildings. Yeah. You do a lot of commercial real estate as well. So
we do.
And there's some on the home page there. So we'll be right back.
No.
Ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Hawks are back.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
A steamy 2-night event. Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd.
Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fees.
Include $10 pre-slot.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
You never know what treasures you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. It's the perfect place to redecorate your home and find something truly unique, including a wonderful Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, along with soaps and lotions and additional items. Come browse antique desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs. There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are in your future, Memory Lane has decorations and lace along with ribbons and more to choose from. Visit Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Hey, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Did Darfur, anybody from Darfur call us? Just wondering.
Not yet.
Okay, I'm sure they're trying to get through. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from where the new Submarama is right there. So you looked at Submarama and turned slowly to your right, and there's Cypress Square Barbershop. Found in 1960, been there since 1967. I found them in 2007 and never gone anyplace else to get a haircut. They're just great people. And one of the reasons, besides just getting great haircuts, is you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. You can use Booksy. Just go to Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop, or you can call them at 530-244-9478. Not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a really fine barbershop. Every haircut made in America. Man's last stronghold. And we're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. Now, a listener wrote to me and said, can you do a show about first-time home buyers? And when I reached out to Cameron at that, and he thought it was a great idea. So it's all yours, buddy.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I'll tell you, I think it's something that's so important because first-time home buyers are struggling so much right now to be able to do this. The percentage of first-time home buyers that have been purchasing in the market has dropped. The average age of a first-time home buyer nationally has risen dramatically.
I think it's what, into the 40s.
I think the number right now is just about 40.
Yeah,
for first-time home buyers, and that's nationwide. And here I think it's a little bit less, but still it's very difficult. I think there's a few things that you want to do. I mean, it's going to take some planning for most first-time home buyers. First thing, consult your professionals. So go out first. You want to look at, because there's a lot of new benefits that you get from owning a home, especially as a first-time home buyer. You want to talk to a lender. First thing you want to do, go get that loan officer. Talk to him. Go, okay, what's my income, everything? What am I looking for? What do I need to do? What's my credit score? Where's my credit score at? Are there things on my credit report I need to clean up? Really get that portion of it, your financial picture figured, and then looking at your income, you want to be able to establish what kind of price range am I looking at? What kind of price range do I have? What are my boundaries? And this comes down to it. This is really, really critical. It's not, oh, hey, I need a 6.5 instead of a 6.7 interest rate. No. What monthly payment can you afford? Establish that number. What can you afford? And it's not, hey, I need $300,000 worth of house, or I need a certain rate. It's, what can I afford? And take that number, and that's your limit. And from there, start to be able to take a look at what you could do in terms of purchasing power within the market. The other one, too, talk to a tax professional. Buying a house, especially when you first buy it, does affect, because you have that mortgage interest that you can now deduct as well. You might have some tax advantages. It changes your overall financial picture. So you want to get a good evaluation of that as well when you first go in to do this. I remember when I bought my house was the same. It was 3 weeks prior to my son being born. So I thought, I mean, I was in tax heaven. Right now I've got all this brand new mortgage interest. I have this little tax deduction, that beautiful little kid tax deduction that was just born. It turns out the kid didn't pencil past about February. But still, it was, I mean, you look at those factors, it does change your picture.
Uh-huh.
You want to get an insurance agent. Get one on speed dial. That's good, because you're going to, when the time comes to buy, you're going to need to find that insurance, which around here is difficult.
Yeah.
So that's critical as
well. Well, we recommend Judy Maxwell.
Judy's so great. Yeah. I've seen her work miracles, and she just absolutely has the kindest heart. And so to have somebody that can get you through that, but talk to those professionals and then get yourself a good agent. So get yourself an agent that's also worked before with first-time homebuyers and knows how this process works. There's going to be some bumps in the road, and you want to know about those if you can up front. Discuss things like credits and how that may work to your advantage. Again, a lot of first-time homebuyers use FHA loans, for example, because it doesn't require a lot of money down. Now, at the same time, talking to a lender, you may not be able to buy that house right away if you're looking to do it. Plan it in advance, talk to that lender, and say, hey, if there's a certain amount of money I can save towards my down payment, towards closing costs. Closing costs shock people a lot of times, first-time homebuyers. They go, wait a minute, I've got $8,000 I've got to pay for loan fees. They might want to be trying to buy down the rate. And again, that's they can ask for a credit for that, but that's a little less buying power that they now have, because that's going to affect any seller's bottom line. So you want to be well prepared. And again, as buyers, you're going to go out and you're going to see some high prices. And you're going to come across ones now and again that you go, wow, that's really priced well. That's a really well-priced house. I like it. It checks my boxes. You go in, and while you've had others that weren't getting any activity, all of a sudden you see this great well-priced house. You go put in that offer and find out there's three others.
Yes. At full price, if not over.
Yeah. And you're competing with investors potentially.
Right. Oh.
And that's the other hard part, is a lot of times first time home buyers that are looking for that 3.2, 3.1.5 house, maybe, you know, 1500 square feet, something like that, starting for that starter home, that workforce home.
Mm-hmm.
That's often something that's also very attractive, same market that investors are buying for a single family rental. So you're having to compete, and oftentimes investors might be coming in with cash.
Mm-hmm.
They might be coming in, might be able to come in a little bit higher. So you want to be prepared in advance. Have that set up and be able to be prepared to compete.
I have a question for you, that this comes to my mind, is that, you know, you'll see your neighborhood and all of a sudden there's a house that, you know, somebody's moved out, somebody has moved in, but you don't know who they are, and all of a sudden the yard goes. I mean,
yes,
really badly. So is there a way that one can look up, like, who are the owners, so that you could, rather than go up and knocking on the door, that there's a way that you could, you know, send an email or contact, if it's a property manager you're not aware of, like you were talking about, investors come in, property management hasn't been doing their job, and it makes the neighborhood look bad. Like, there's nothing worse than having the weeds grow up, on that, the area that's right where you park, you know, on the street.
Right.
And that's happening in our neighborhood, and I kind of want to know how would we go about, and it, I'm speaking personally too. How would you go about in a way that would be, in a tasteful way, to be able to not, insult anybody?
That's tough. It does happen. In fact, sometimes as well, you're going to have buyers, or you're going to have new tenants maybe in the neighborhood, and you find out that, and you see this occur, and you find out, boy, they want to do it. They don't own a lawnmower. They don't have they're struggling at the time. This literally happened. It's happening across the street from me right now. And it was so nice. These people were so sweet. New young family moves in. And, they just moved in, and the yard's getting big. They actually came over though and brought cookies and a little note and left it on my front porch for me and said, hi, we're your new neighbors and everything. Here's our names. They've got a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So these little kids that obviously mommy is, and so I went over and talked to them, thanked them for the cookies, met the 1 and 3 year old who are just cute as can be. And she texted me over a few days ago and said, listen, we're so sorry. Our yard has gone, it's just getting overgrown. Do you know of a kid or a teenager or somebody that might be able to, for like 15 bucks
right.
or something? And obviously they're struggling to
buy. Right, right.
They're trying to make it happen. And just can we get, is it possible to do this? And is there anybody that you can know that can do this? And so I'm actually going to have the guys that do my landscape go over and
do
theirs.
I was just thinking about that.
And so they, again, you
pay
may
it forward for one time. Just will you go over there and fix that up?
Here's these new tenants, these new people that are letting the place go to hell. Now, number one, you oftentimes you want to address it because it can be a fire hazard.
Yeah.
Especially here in August.
Sure.
It is, it has actual ramifications. Yeah. Again, I think, knocking on the door, you don't want to leave nasty notes.
Right.
I think knocking on the door is oftentimes, if you can do it, is a way to go. Contacting the property management agency is usually a good route. Now, that's not always easy to find out who that is.
Okay. You can't go online of record with an address and find out is it owned by the who the ownership would be.
Not per se. There are apps online and things that you can OnX?
Yeah.
The hunting app is that shows property. As agents, we're able to do it. So I've done this, and I've gone on, and I found one in the neighborhood one time we had an issue with, and it took some digging, but it turns out the owner lived in, I think it was Fort Myers, Florida.
Right.
And so not exactly easy to get a hold of.
Right.
And I think when I looked him up, I even Facebooked him, and his, the hurricane had just gone through Fort Myers, and there was a picture 3 days old of his house with his boat. On his second story deck.
Mm.
Wow.
After the hurricane, I thought, this guy's probably not going to like a phone call now about the yard of his front yard of his rental in Redding, California.
Right, right.
So you can do it. Again, talking to an agent is a way to help.
Well, you remember the place that we went out there in Palo Cedro and looked at with the fence and that beautiful house.
Yes.
That you couldn't get into because wife wasn't letting people in. We look at it. We want it. Next day, somebody walks in with cash. Well, Linda's been talking about that house ever since. And we went out there the other day, just drive by. And they've let it go.
Yeah.
And you look at it, and you know what? Your attitude changed after you saw that.
I just feel bad, like when people don't weeds.
You know how beautiful that house
was. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was immaculate.
I just hate to see that.
The rose garden in the back.
So,
and that does happen. You see some of these houses that go, and
they spend a buttload of money
on it. I remember the most beautiful old house out in French Gulch that 20 years ago was the nicest, grandest, old classic house in French Gulch. It was the old Norwood house. He was a friend of my grandfather's, and look at it now. I mean, it's everything from the to the foundation structurally. It's so bad. They don't even show interior photos because it's just destroyed.
We're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, which, by the way, is the dean of real estate offices, and the fact that they're the longest standing office here in Redding, maybe Shasta County.
Yep, Shasta County, 61 years.
61 years. Okay, and we will be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get ready to be a part of the Palo Cedro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palo Cedro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages.
Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. Free admission, small parking fees per car.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
So they've seen our backyard. We're welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Today we have Cameron Milton and House of Realty. And just let me kind of make a statement that real estate agents will tell you this. You make an extra $100 payment a month on your principal, let's just say. So it comes out like a extra payment by the end of the year for your home.
Yes.
And you think, well, okay, but what difference does it make? Well, about 3 years ago, I just rounded up from our payment to another number. Not a lot, but in 3 years, that extra payment, because, you know, how much you owe keeps going down, is now close to $400 a month, just right added to, you know, your regular principal payment. And this has made a noticeable change in how much money we owe on that house.
And that's equity.
Yeah, and it's all equity. And it's like a savings plan. And, I mean, I shouldn't say it like that. But it's making such a difference. And I didn't really notice it. I looked at my mortgage statement this month, and I looked over at that, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's like two payments. That's two extra payments a year.
It does, and that principal reduction is so critical. And when you really notice it is when it's time to sell.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about credits earlier. You know, as sellers, as too, when you get to the time, and if you could just keep slowly finding ways to pay that debt down a little bit more and work on that principal, especially as you get further down the line after you've had that house for 10 years, 15 years. So a lot of people don't know how a mortgage works. At the very beginning, that first year, say you've got a 30-year mortgage, you're paying almost pure interest, very little on the principal. So your first payment you make on a house, on a loan, is going to be almost all interest. The last payment you're going to make is going to be almost all principal.
Right.
So as that, and it's interesting to see on a graph, on a chart, how that works. And so especially as you get into those middle years, after about 10 years.
Yeah, and we're at that 17th year.
Yeah, that's when you really can start making some serious damage on your principal by making that one extra payment a year. Gosh, if you can fit in a second, or again, rounding up.
Yeah.
Just even rounding up, getting a little bit extra on top.
Well, like I said, over the years, it's come up to, you know, if you're talking about an extra $400, $350 a month on your principal, that essentially is more than one payment a year. That's like two payments a year. And you can noticeably watch how much you owe going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I strongly recommend if you can do that. Now, all you people out there have had houses, y'all probably doing that already. But for your first time home buyer, if your payment is $1,850 a month, make it $19.
Yeah.
And it starts making a difference.
And that could be one of those two. Hey, purchase within your means.
It is.
Purchase within your means. Know what you can afford. You don't need to max out. Again, if you qualify at $2,000 a month, you don't need to max out at $2,000 a month. Boy, you get something where your payment's only going to be $1,850,
and now all of a sudden $2,000,
you're able to make it a little bit more. You're going to be paying that down. And when we talked about
and they say that, and tell us if I'm wrong here, but people say if you make that extra payment starting from the beginning, or, you know, so it's an extra payment a year, instead of a 30-year loan, you've got a 20-year loan. Is that true?
It's not quite a 20. I think in the end it ends up dropping. I don't want to say the wrong number. I think it's 7 years, something
okay,
like that.
So instead of paying it off in 30 years, in 23 years, it's paid off.
And where that works too is if you can, and if this is brought up commonly on your afternoon syndicated show, is that if you
Dave Ramsey
is that if you then take that home and you save money. And rather than selling that home to buy another, but you can keep that first home, and you can keep that as a rental. Stay, you don't need to move in the first 2 years. Stay in that home a bit. Save up some other money off to the side. Pay down, get that balance down, and now you have that first house, and you're able to turn that into a rental. So rather than selling it to buy your next one, and oh gosh, we've got to get something way bigger, keep the first one. If you can work on it and be diligent with your finances and keep that first house and turn it into a rental, especially when you've been making that extra payment and you've got that, you're buying
that. Would you recommend taking the equity out of that house in and using it to buy the second house or not? No.
Generally, no. It doesn't pencil because now you're paying, now you've taken that. I mean, your rate's going to be relatively the same. So if you're borrowing off the first house, you're buying to buy the second. Again, there's some nuances that can come into play there. But where you can look at that is go, okay, say the house was $400,000. It's a median price home in Reading. And you go to buy the other, but you've been paying down that principal. What you can do, again, depending upon what rate you have, et cetera, and looking at it, is then you figure out what does this rent for? What's the house going to rent for? Now, if you have to refinance the first house, say, and go, all right, I'm going to refinance it, and the payment's going to be whatever it is, you know, $2,000 a month, but I can rent it for $2,400. Well, if your balance is less, if you owe less on it because you've been paying down that principal as you've gone, and you're paying down that principal, guess what? When you refinance it, because you paid down that principal, you're going to have a lower payment on that rental. So when you get rent, it's more likely to pencil, and you're more likely to make more money on every month.
And we've only got like 2 minutes, 38 seconds left. But the generational wealth. We talk generational wealth, and most of it comes from when you can buy a home.
Yes.
And so you hear from people, you know, that people in straits and all that. To build generational wealth, one, you need housing.
Yes.
And you, and we are so short of housing in California, where it's $900,000 for the average house. It prevents the young working families, I don't care what color or religion you are, it prevents them from getting in and starting that generational wealth that will take care of them as they get older and that they can maybe pass on to their kids, things like that.
Yeah.
And, but it's gonna take massive building in California, because how many times we heard right here on the show with you and your dad, you buy some property and by the time you can put the first shovel in, it's years because of permitting and all that. And it just keeps adding to the cost.
Well, and I don't know. I just heard the stat yesterday on air, and it was, what was it? California, in the last 10 years, we've lost 60,000 structures to wildfire in 10 years.
There's something else.
Structures.
Too.
Now that's sheds and barns and garages, too. But so I don't know the exact number of houses, but boy, you look at the actual number, the amount of housing built. Wildfires is taking a serious, over the last 10 years, wildfire has taken a serious cut in the addition of new homes. You do the math, we built X amount of homes, and it's not that many. You have to subtract, wildfire is a substantial percentage of loss.
Look at Pacific Palisades. They have any, right. I mean, there may be a couple that are built down there. This was million-dollar homes. That was generational wealth. And they haven't, you know, it's been years and, or a couple of years, and they have not started their building down there. It's, California has some problems, and they're not going to fix it the way they're doing it right now.
Yeah. So
that was editorial, but.
But having that supply, I mean, again, we look what happened when the rates went up, right? We saw the most dramatic increase in rates we've seen, but prices have stayed the same. So.
How do people get a hold of House of Realty?
HouseofRealty.com or 530-241-8300 for any of your real estate needs. We're also, at this moment, we're expanding. We're looking for new agents. So anybody out there interested, please give us a call, and I would love to sit down and talk.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Be careful out there, and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.